Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And as I was saying before we came up on the break here, folks, that I can't think of a better way to awaken millions and millions of people in this nation quickly than through fantastic programs like Republic Broadcasting Network brings to us to use as a vehicle to awaken those people. And so, folks, we don't want to lose it. We just can't afford to lose it. We are winning at this time. Our email, our mail, our phone calls are going crazy here at our two police and military associations. I'm 38,000 email behind in reading all my email. 38,000 behind because I get 250, 300 a day, and I just can't do it. I try, but I can't do it. But we're getting, I try to pick out those letters, especially from our police and soldiers. I have a letter to share with you today that got to me by very strange means, okay? I get these letters from our soldiers who are involved in the war, and they get to me by very strange means. You know, they want to reach me, but as you know, over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, our government criminals who run everything don't want the truth getting out to the American people. So when soldiers hear about our program and also our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues, that we publish letters from any soldier out there, and police officer too, federal, state, or local, and then we also read them on our show, like I'm going to do for you today here, let you hear from another soldier out there in the war in Iraq right now. They sneak these letters out because the mail is purged, you know, of such letters. They open the mail of the soldiers sending their letters out to their families, and they read these letters, and they purge them if they're telling something that the government, the international criminal cabal that is running these wars for themselves, not for the American people, don't want the American people to know. If it'll expose some of the truth of what's going on over there, they dump those letters, and the soldier doesn't know it. Of course, the soldier can get in trouble for saying things, too. As this soldier is telling me this morning that he's worried because he's afraid he might be killed like Pat Tillman was. In his letter, he's actually telling me this. So the soldiers do know, many of them do know, that Pat Tillman, Ranger Pat Tillman in Afghanistan, was murdered for trying to speak up about the atrocities that he was a part of and our military is a part of. That's what our soldiers tell me here. But let me get back to the fact, folks, that every month, we have awakened thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans through Republic Broadcasting Network. Thousands, probably several hundred thousands a month through Republic Broadcasting Network. I have no way of knowing, but I know it's massive. And folks, we can't afford to lose that. We're winning this battle, praise God, in a nonviolent redress of our grievances. If we lose Republic Broadcasting Network, and if Bush succeeds in blowing up America again and putting us under military rule, we'll lose the First Amendment altogether. And before that happens, we need to reach as many people as we can. And I don't know anybody that does it better than Republic Broadcasting Network, letting you and I use it as a tool to reach out and touch the hearts and minds of our fellow Americans, be they soldiers or police officers or private citizens out there. And so we got to get on board with Republic Broadcasting Network. They're having, as I understand, some serious financial problems right now. I wasn't on shortwave, but I have heard that they had to end the shortwave programs, which is terrible because of monetary problems, okay? Well, let's work together each month, okay, and put a note in your bill file. Put a note in your bill file to send funds to Republic Broadcasting Network each month, at the very least, regardless of what it is. Regardless of what it is, folks, and I like sending cash. Now, let me tell you something about cash in the mail, okay? I know a lot about cash in the mail because we've been asking for cash be sent to us or postal money orders be sent to us for, 17, 18 years now. We've been asking for this, and most people do. And guess what, folks? In 17, 18 years that we've been asking for people to send us cash, actually way before that, we're 27 and a half years old here at our two police and military associations. And we've never lost any cash in the mail. And it could, I guess it's just God, you know, making sure we get the funds. But I'm telling you, we've not lost any cash in the mail that we know of in 27 and a half years. And people have sent us cash in the mail, wrapped up in a piece of tinfoil many times, or just wrapped up in several pages of printed material, you know, like they get these ads and bills from advertisements in the mail Well, they many times wrap the money up in that so that there's other printed matter in there with the dollars, and they send it out to us, and we get it. So don't be afraid to send cash to Republic Broadcasting Network each month, or you can send a check, or you can send a money order, postal money order, anything like that. I'm sure that RBN will be thankful for anything. Excuse me. But we have to keep going, folks. I pray every night, as you know, I pray every night that God would bind the hands and confound his enemies, the Antichrist leaders in America, that he will bind their hands and stop them from pulling off any false flag operation again at this time in America, and so that we can continue to awaken the hundreds of thousands of months that we're awakening in America, many of them God's people. And I hope you're praying the same way with me, that God will bind the hands and confound his enemies in the White House and in the military and in the Congress, the Senate, the judiciary, that he'll bind their hands and stop them from committing any more false flag operations on America at this time to push us into these wars with Afghanistan, or with Iran and Syria, which Bush wants to do, and he wanted to do it last year, matter of fact. But he still wants to do it in the next 3 months here in America, within the next 3 months. And so, along with your prayers, folks, ask the Lord to give us more time, which he will if he binds their hands and doesn't allow them to commit any more false flag operations, because Bush has sworn, of course, to put us immediately under martial law and make himself dictator of America, cancel the next election and all. And we can't afford that, so please join me in prayer. And also, folks, it doesn't hurt to join us in prayer for Republic Broadcasting Network. As you send off the donations every month, don't forget to say a prayer. And in the evening time, too, for Republic, because I can't tell you what a great, great service they're doing for all of our families across America. And the world, too. Many, many people listening around the world on their computers and on shortwave, which I understand is down at this time. I hope that it comes up here very shortly. But they do listen on their computers, because we get messages from computer all around the world here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and also Police and Military Against the New World Order. So just remember RBN in your prayers, and also when you're paying your bills each month, send them a donation. And we'll keep this thing going. We sure will. God has blessed us with RBN, and we need to keep it going, because with all of us putting our shoulder to the wheel, we can keep this RBN vehicle running and moving forward, okay? But by themselves, they can't do it, okay? And I think you already know that. Let me get into something here now, this letter from a fellow soldier. I'm not going to read all of it to you, but I'm going to read some pertinent parts to you, because I don't want to expose him. He's worried. I guess I can't say him. I'm not sure this is a him, but I am sure that it is a soldier there in Baghdad, a U.S. soldier there in Baghdad. It says here, Brother Jack, I'm here in Baghdad in uniform. I had to go to extraordinary means to get this message to you without being caught supporting the American people's right to have the truth. I am in the U.S. military. I will not tell you what my unit is, but you should know that the close to 120,000 mercenaries from many dozen nations serving as private contractors here are not here to wash cars and run supplies to troops. Most are here keeping the civil war going by committing mass murders of civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll be, folks, I hear the music. We'll be right back and continue with this letter. Thank you.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Officer Jack McLam program. Yes, I'm yawning. I'm sorry about yawning into the phone line here because I had a late night last night and and I'm a little bit tired this morning, but we're going to get to it, brothers and sisters out there. Very important letter here, folks, because it is very similar to others we've had for several years coming into us here. As the soldiers begin to trust us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, we get more of these letters. So here's another soldier that's backing up, folks, what we've already told you from other soldiers who are in country over there in Iraq and Afghanistan. Okay, it says here, he says that there's close to 120,000 mercenaries there from dozens of foreign nations serving as private contractors, and they're not all there to wash cars and run supplies to our troops, he says. He says most are here keeping the civil war going by committing mass murder of civilians and blaming it on Arab groups. These massive murders also helps keep our fellow Americans believing that the Muslim Arabs are animals who kill and eat their own people. I understand, and that's what they're doing here in the controlled press. They tell us about these mass murders over there, blowing up shopping centers and blowing up other people, killing 100 people a day or 200 people a day or something like that, to make us think that these people are absolute animals. And well, we shouldn't use the word animal, should we, folks? Because I don't know any animals that are as evil as these parasites we have running our country today and hiring these mercenaries to kill literally thousands of people a month over there, men, women, and children, in Baghdad and in surrounding areas in Iraq and Afghanistan. No animals would do that, so I don't like his use of the term animals here. But he says, and I understand what he's getting at, and so do you, that you and I are supposed to believe when we hear the media put out this lies that the Muslim people themselves, the Arabs, are blowing up each other and eating their own, you might say, is what he's trying to say here, killing and eating their own. And he says it's not true, and we've heard this from many soldiers before. He says, I understand you know from other soldiers in country, this mass murder program is a psychological program to brainwash our fellow Americans so that they will have no problem with our soldiers wiping out as many non-human Muslims as possible. And he's right, folks. That's what the media here, the controlled media, is doing, making you think, no problem. We've killed 800,000 men, women, and children over there in Iraq already now, and no problem with tripling that amount, okay, because they're a bunch of non-human animals, according to what the press is trying to make us believe here. And that's what our soldiers are saying here. He says, this war is being fought from the Jewish Babylonian Talmud and the magical Kabbalah religious books, which each state that all the people on earth who are not Jewish are not human. Do you now see why we are daily told to kill non-combatant Muslim men, women, and children? I am a Jewish American soldier, and I am totally against the Jewish Pharisees' Talmudic religion being used to fight this war against innocents. I am not a Christian, but I know what is right and wrong, and do occasionally read the Christian Bible. I like to know what many people of various religions believe that forms their thoughts and actions. Brother Jack, I am in trouble for saying no to killing non-combatants, but our U.S. Jewish military leaders here in command will not prosecute me because of what my defense would be. It would expose the daily military and private murders of hundreds of non-combatants here in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they can't afford that exposure. And also, as I am a Jew, and more people will listen to me when I tell them of the Talmud and the Kabbalah's teachings, we are using this in this war against a people who do not deserve to be genocided because they are in a land which our neocon Zionist U.S. government leaders want to occupy for their New World Order headquarters. And folks, this is true. We've heard it from other soldiers, but we've also read it in other places that the neocons, Trotskyites, the communists here that control the White House, the Congress, the Supreme Court, the Senate, and our state houses across America, by giving the governors and the senators and congressmen millions of dollars under the table every year, hidden for their secret accounts. He's saying this, that this is... the plan is to set up a world headquarters there in Iraq, in Baghdad, and that's what this huge monstrosity is they're building there and calling it a embassy, American embassy, there in the Green Zone. 21 buildings, folks, 21 skyscraper buildings are being built there. They're calling it an embassy. No, that's their One World Order headquarters for taking over the whole Middle East, and they hope and pray their God state, the rest of the world. We'll be right back and finish up this letter from our brother there in the war zone. Stay tuned.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, folks, more mail from our soldiers over there. Mail coming in telling us the truth of what's going on over there. This is another great Jewish American patriot who has snuck this letter out somehow. I don't know how he did it or she did it. I don't know if it's a he or she from the letter, but anyway, he or she ends up by saying this. After saying that he knows that the world headquarters is being set up there in Baghdad, okay, which is true, for taking over the world, the whole Middle East, and then the world, too, by the communist Zionists. Not the Jewish people, folks, not the Jewish people, but the communist Zionists, which are 90% of them are Gentiles. Okay, they used to be Jewish hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago in the 700 AD, 740 AD, the Ashkenazi Khazars accepted Judaism there, the Gentiles, in Khazaria. Chief Joseph accepted Judaism as their religion, these Gentiles. But these guys, the guys that are running America, these communist Zionist folks, the neocons, Trotskyites are communists. And so they've given up the Jewish religion, so they're back to Gentiles again. And they're the ones that set up Israel in 1948, the communist Zionist Gentiles calling themselves Jews. And so he ends here. There's more to his letter, but I can't read it to you folks on the air because it might. I'm very careful with not burning our contacts there and getting them in serious trouble. But he says he's in serious trouble. He says, I'm worried of only one thing, and that is being murdered, as was Pat Tillman and many others have been, who spoke up about the massive atrocities that are being brought against the Muslim people. If I live, I'll be home in 4 months. I go by the name of Al Ephesians 5:11. He's been reading the Christian Bible, folks. We need to pray for him. He's been reading the Christian Bible, as he says, because I looked up Ephesians 5:11. He's going by Al Ephesians 5:11. And this is what he's doing right here in the Christian Bible. It says, and do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. Okay, and that's exactly what our brother Al's doing here. Now, that's not his real name, of course. But I like the fact that he chose Ephesians 5:11 as his name, Al Ephesians 5:11, okay? He says respectfully, thank you for getting the truth out to our fellow soldiers and police officers. Respectfully, Al Ephesians 5:11, okay? And so that's a portion of his letter that I read to you folks to let you know that many, many good Jewish brothers and sisters in this land are on our side. They don't want to see us lose America, the freest nation on the face of the earth, or we used to be anyway. And they don't want to have their kids enslaved here in America. These Jewish brothers and sisters are not part of the super rich that we hear from in the military and the law enforcement here, and are working with us to recover our nation from these Antichrist, evil criminal element that has control of our government and our state houses today. So I thought you'd enjoy that. Wanted to go real quick to the phone lines here. We have a brother on the line, Dan, in Alabama. Dan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing real well, brother.
One big problem.
Yeah.
Never seen a newsreel talk about it, but everybody keeps saying the Fed on major news media. Yet the Fed is not the Federal; it's a Bank of England.
Uh-huh.
And they we pay interest to the Bank of England anytime we borrow money from them.
Yeah.
So you can just figure how much money they're making. It's worth $1 trillion. Imagine interest on $1 trillion.
Uh huh.
And that money's going right straight to England and right to...
Well, it's not going to the English people.
No.
It's going into the pockets of the Rothschild gang of thieves that work with our gang of thieves here in America.
And the CFR.
Yeah. And the CFR, that's right. That's where that money's going.
Well, anyhow, it's
You're
been
right,
going,
man.
They've been running us for 75 to 80 years. England has been running the United States.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I wonder why Ron Paul, he's been fighting for a long time. And Kennedy, he... It's an executive order that would turn our money away from the bank and give it back to the Treasury Department. He was killed because of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly why he was killed. He printed up those Kennedy notes, went around the international banksters, and they killed him. Lincoln did the same thing with his Lincoln greenbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He killed him. So you're right, Dan.
Yeah, so we can get more word to Ron Paul let that bring up his main thing, that 80 years of British rule has to come to an end, and Ron Paul's all for it.
Yeah, I understand. You're right. Thank you, Dan.
Right,
appreciate it, brother.
All right, bye.
All right, take care now. Yeah, he's right, folks. But when we say British rule, we're not talking about the British people, okay? Keep that in mind. It's just like when we say, The Jews are doing it. It's not true, folks. There's Jewish bad guys out there, just like there's white bad guys out there and Muslim bad guys out there and everything. But 90% of the so-called Jewish people are not Jewish at all. They're these, well, some are. Now, I should back up and say there's a lot of good Khazar, Khazar Ashkenazi brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement that I know that brings me material all the time, okay? Matter of fact, years ago, they brought me Arthur Kessler's book, The 13th Tribe, to talk about themselves. But there's a lot of good Jewish Khazars and Ashkenazi people out. The vast majority of them are good people that are in America here and around the world, and they are still Jewish. They're under the Jewish religion. But but the bad guys, which is probably 10%, of the Ashkenazi Khazar people are evil communists. They started the communist movement and communist Zionists back in the 1800s, and are the ones that are doing this to us today. Okay, and so when you say the British people are, you know, Britain, we're under British rule. We're really not. We're under these British Zionist communist who have most of them Ashkenazi and Khazar Gentiles who are communist and atheist who have control of us today. So, Dan, you're right. It is going to Britain, but it is then that those funds from America is going all over to fund this New World Order, okay? And, folks, I've been working hard at trying to buy up all the Arthur Kessler books I can, The 13th Tribe. Well, I've bought three so far. They're hard to come by, hard to come by. And I'm going to be selling them out of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter here. And I don't have anybody speaking up for any of these three that I have. But I'm going to ask $15 for each one of them, because it cost me postage to get them, and most of them are like $11, $12, $8 to $11, $12, $13. And so with postage, I'm going to ask $15 for each one as a donation here to our police and military educational fund, because we're all volunteers and we don't get a salary, okay? But I'm trying to buy up these Arthur Kessler books, The 13th Tribe, because as it says here, in the John Barnham Reviews, the startling new discovery about the true ancestry of the Jewish people, it will cause a stir. Okay, and so keep in mind that when you hear the word Ashkenazi Khazars, that probably 90% of the Ashkenazi Khazar people are good people, okay? And we got a lot of them in the military and law enforcement that I work with that brings me these materials all the time, and probably our Al Ephesians 5:11 here, there's a good possibility he is a Khazar, because there's so few of the Sephardic racial Jews left on earth. And that comes right out of Arthur Kessler's book, The 13th Tribe here, but many other sources also, Jewish sources, okay? And so, anyway, I just want to let you know I've been able to find through the Internet three of these, the 13th Tribe books. You might have remembered that I told you that after Arthur and his wife wrote this book, The 13th Tribe, and it was having great success in the media, that they were both murdered in Britain. They went to Britain, and all of a sudden they both committed suicide. Isn't that convenient? Yeah, they committed suicide in Britain right after they exposed these evil Khazar Ashkenazi devils that are wanting to take over the world, okay? Now, Arthur Kessler shows you that 90% of the Jews in the world are these Ashkenazi Khazar people. And as I said, probably 90% of them are good people. And I work with a lot of good ones in law enforcement and the military that are still under their Jewish religion, okay? as evil as the Talmud is and the Kabbalah is, there for some reason, and I believe it's true what I've read from Jewish brothers and sisters, that most of the Ashkenazi Khazar people and Sephardic Jews have never read the Talmud, and they don't know how evil a book it is. They just don't know that it was written by the Pharisees in Babylon, and none of it. Actually, the Talmud puts down the first five books of the Bible and just crushes it, just destroys it. I've read enough of the Talmud now to tell you that the Pharisees wrote the Talmud to crush the Christian religion and the Christian Bible, even the first five books that they call the Torah, okay? And so, anyway, remember when you hear that all of our money's going to Britain, that it's not going to the British people. Just like when we send the $4 to $12 billion a year to Israel, the Israeli people see none of it. That money's used to spur the New World Order, to set up the New World Order, and also to put $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, whatever it is a year into the pockets of our senators and congressmen to control them, okay? Another thing I want to tell you, I was a little suspicious about this book. folks. The Synagogue of Satan. Okay, it says here, The Secret History of Jewish World Dominion. And I was suspicious about it because many of these books list the Jews, evil, evil people. The Jews are evil people. And this book basically does the same thing. But somewhere along the line, now I'm way into this book now, I'm reading it, and I'm at 136 pages, and somewhere along in here, he finally tells you of the Khazar Ashkenazi people who became communists, okay, and led the communist movement. But it's way into the book before he does that. And so I'm disturbed by the fact that he keeps saying the Jews are evil, evil, evil. And finally he gets into the fact that it's all these things he's listing in here. And the reason I'm promoting this book, folks, is because I've read about this for at least 15, 17 years, about the Khazars and the Ashkenazi devils who became Gentiles, atheists, and communists, and started the communist movement, and are running the international banksters. These are the international banksters, 300 families. And they are the Khazar Ashkenazi lineage, but they've just turned absolutely evil. And this book is fantastic, folks, because many of the quotes I've read over 17 years are in this book. About every page, he has quote after quote after quote in here from some of the leaders of the Ashkenazi Khazar evil world globalist, okay, that want to take over the world. And it's quote after quote after quote here, and it's really important to read all these quotes. But keep in mind, it isn't the Jewish people, okay? That's the thing about this book. He leads you to believe it's the Jews, it's the Jews, it's the Jews. And it is only, as I've done this study over the years, folks, it is only the Esau-Edom branch, of who is the Khazars and the Ashkenazi people, that some of them have turned very evil, okay? Esau-Edom, all right? And if you remember in the Bible, God says that he hates Esau. And, of course, Esau hates God and God's people. And so, for generations, these people have tried to kill off God's people here on earth, and they plan on doing it again once they get their world government set up there in Iraq. They plan on lining up Christians and just executing them. And I've read this over and over again by the Khazar Ashkenazi people that are leading this world government movement for the Antichrist, you know, the Antichrist system is what I should say, to be more exact, because the Antichrist is not a person, it is a system being set up. But anyway, I'm promoting now the Synagogue of Satan book by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, because I have never seen a book so thorough at quoting from the Jewish Encyclopedia, from various Ashkenazi Jews who are involved in this world conspiracy. I've never seen a book that on every page there's a quote or two quotes or three quotes on every page. And so you need this information, folks. Here's this year's Jewish Encyclopedia states of the existence of the Ashkenazi Jews, who represent approximately 90% of so-called world Jewry, and the startling admission that so-called enemy of the Jews, Esau, also known as Edom, now actually represents the Jewish race. In the first place, folks, the Jews are not a race, so he's wrong there. But anyway, we'll be right back after this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'll tell George in Florida, hold on just a minute, brother, I'll be with you. Let me finish up here. This book, Synagogue of Satan, is a fantastic book, folks. Even though Andrew Carrington Hitchcock talks about the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, he finally gets around on page 115 to telling you that 90% of the Jews in the world, calling themselves Jews, that is, are the Ashkenazi Jews out of Eastern Europe, which have no, they're not Sephardic at all. They're not out of Jerusalem, okay? They don't have any Jewish blood in them. So he says that here, but he's quoting, and I like this, he uses a lot of the quotes out of the Jewish Encyclopedia that I've read over the years, and this is 1925. This year's Jewish Encyclopedia states that Edom is in modern Jewry. Now, that was 1925, folks, and he's right, because modern Jewry is made up of 90% of these Ashkenazi Gentiles and Jews, because some of them still are under the Babylonian Talmud, still believe and carry on the Jewish religion. But the evil ones we're talking about here are the ones that are trying to destroy Christians, destroy Christian communities. They went in and killed 60 million Christians in Russia after 1917, after the Bolshevik Ashkenazi Jews took over Russia and killed 60 million Christians over there. They ended up killing 120 to 150 million people, but not all of them were Christians. And so he does say here, 1925, and I didn't know this, in a Jewish encyclopedia, it states, it talks about the Ashkenazi Jews, who represent approximately 90% of so-called world Jewry, and it says Edom is in modern Jewry. Very important, folks, very important we know, and you can go to the Holy Bible and read about Esau, Edom, how much it hated God, and God literally said when Esau was born that he hated Esau. I guess it's because he knew the path that he would take over since the birth of Esau that became Edom and then became the Ashkenazi Khazars, and a bunch of them have come out of the Jewish religion and become atheist communists, started the Zionist movement, and are looking forward to having their world government and killing all the Christians. And so, and here I turn the next page, folks, and now the Jewish Tribune of New York, okay, 1927, on October 28th, the Jewish Tribune said this: Masonry is based on Judaism. Eliminate the teachings of Judaism from the Masonic ritual and what is left? Question mark. Also speaking on this subject is well-known Rabbi Isaac Wise, and he was a well-known rabbi. I've read much of his material. And he said this, he quotes this, Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment whose history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end. Okay? So this book, like I say, on almost every page there's quote after quote after quote. And I've read most of them but myself over these 17 years, but they're all together here, folks, as he talks about the monetary system being taken over in Britain and elsewhere. It's amazing. But so look up on the web. Let's see. Maybe I can tell you where to get it from. Andrew Hitchcock wrote this book, H-I-T-C-H-C-O-C-K. Andrew Hitchcock wrote this book, and I haven't finished it. I'm only about almost halfway through now, but it's excellent for research and for reference. Okay, Synagogue of State, and we'll be back. By the way, best-selling author Tex Mars did the foreword in the book. We'll be back in just a minute, folks. We'll come to George. With